ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
सो देयर्स अ वर्स इन नेक्टर डिवोशन ईस्टर्न सेक्शन सॉरी ईस्टर्न वेव फर्स्ट चैप्टर लास्ट वर्स आई थिंक या अप्रोक्सीमेटली लास्ट वर्स एंड इट सेज एवरीवन नोज़ दिस वर्स आदौ श्रद्धा तथा साधु संग अथ भजन क्रिया देन तानार्थ निवृत्ति स्यात् अथ निष्ठा रुचिस्तथा आसक्ति भाव प्रेम विन्दिंचिता साधकानामयं प्रेम्णा प्रादुर्भावे भवेत् क्रम। सो देर आर 9 स्टेप्स इन डिवोशनल सर्विस एंड दी स्टेप्स गो वेयर दी स्टेप्स इफ यू क्लाइम दो स्टेप्स यू रीच टू Temple of love of God. That's the aim of life, no? To achieve love of God. How do you define love? How do you define faith? What are the symptoms of a person whose faith is maturing and intensifying? How do you define attachment? How do you define interest in devotional service? What are emotions? All these questions are answered, or I'm going to answer in this lecture. Because it is not good to shoot arrows in darkness. We can keep on doing devotion, but we should know whether we are advancing or de-advancing. We might de-advance also and go back. So that's why Prabhupada said this is science of self-realization. This is science. This is not sentiment. This is not something... general temples. This is not temple Prabhupada opened ISKCON. ISKCON is a body which Prabhupada said in the Prabhupada wrote seven points in his manifesto of ISKCON when he started, and the first point was to give systematic education to people in general. That is ISKCON for. So what is the first step in devotion? Out of 9 steps. Where do we begin? How does devotion begin? Anybody? So there are 2 points to remember here. First is, devotion begins with association of devotees. And the second point is, that it doesn't depend whether the person is pious or sinful, rich or poor. Any condition, any state he can begin devotional service, regardless of his caste, regardless of his mental state, regardless of his previous birth, it doesn't matter. What matters is association of devotees. And that is the first step in devotional service, Adhav. Adhav means first step, Adi. From Adi comes Adhav, simple. So devotion, you don't get devotion by books. Nobody gets by books. Many people have read many books, no? You don't enter into devotion through books. You don't enter into devotion through some other process. It's always association of devotees. Many people are chanting Hare Krishna. Many people chant mantras, bhajans. You see, there's Hindu temple. Many people come, they chant in good faith. But the point is, to get the secret knowledge of devotion, you need association of devotees. Why do you need association of devotees? Because God has given this department of distributing devotion to his devotees. He has not kept this department himself. Just like dean, no? In college there's a dean and then he appoints HODs. So if you go to dean and tell him, see, I want to read botany. Then he'll say, fine, you know, go to botany department and this HOD, consult him. Although he's a dean, He's controlling everything. Similarly, Krishna is controlling everything. But if you want devotion, if you go to Krishna, Krishna will say, well, all right, go to my devotees. It's not my business, no. And why he has given this department to devotees? Because he wants to give credit to his devotees. He wants his devotees to be intermediate between him and the person. He wants people to come to him through his devotees. He doesn't want people to become egoistic. No. That I can approach Krishna straightforward. It's not like that. He's God. You can't approach God. If you cannot approach Prime Minister of America, just like that, what about God? We cannot do that. We always need a via media, and that is devotees. So just like fire, one candle, through one candle you light another candle. Fire produces fire. Life produces life. So devotion produces devotion. That's the rule. Bhaktaya sanjataya bhaktaya. This is Bhagavatam, 11th canto. From devotion comes devotion. From enthusiasm comes enthusiasm. If you want to be enthusiastic, what do? Yeah, it's associated with enthusiastic devotees. That's all. And determination comes from determination. Sankalpa jayate. Sankalpa comes from sankalpa. If you want to be determined, how do you do? What do you do? Become determined, that's all. Simple. And dancing comes from dancing. If you want to dance, what do? Start dancing, and then you'll feel to dance. You just sit in one place. Nothing will happen. So, yeah. So that's the rule. It's like that. So similarly, devotion comes from devotion. And where is devotion? It lies in the heart of devotees. No? They have faith for God, and that faith is contagious. So devotion is contagious. When you come in contact with pure devotees, their faith, their determination, their enthusiasm, and their interest in devotion, that they give this to you. Not just knowledge. Knowledge anybody can give. Knowledge you can get from TV. You can get, no, Astha serial. It comes, Astha serial. Yeah. All these. It comes in America. I don't know. Sanskar. And so many people are talking so many things. So knowledge you can get from TV. But devotion, faith, enthusiasm you can get from pure devotees. Direct association you need. So that is first contact. First contact with God is you contact with devotees. That's the first contact with God. Or contact with devotion itself. That is Adav. But the proper point is, when you first come in contact with devotees, you might not take it seriously, no? Nobody takes it seriously, no? They come in touch with devotees. Okay, nice. It's nice, but it's not aim of your life. So that is Adav. So, or you might maybe come in a program. Somebody comes in a program, he takes prasad. That maybe if somebody might take some books, he might give donation to a saint. So that is Adav. That is initial contact with devotees. Not first. If you go a little, initial contact. This contact with devotees is unconsciously. Or maybe consciously, but for some time. That's without knowledge. So a saint is going on the road and you go and touch his feet. That's it. Whole life. Entire life. And then he might tell you, okay, serve Krishna. Blessings. So your devotion has? He has planted the seed somewhere. Somewhere something has gone into you. And that will protect you someday or the other. So what's the next step? Now next step is Shraddha, faith. Now when you get association of devotees, what do you get with them? Slowly you develop faith. How do you develop faith? You associate with somebody, you like the program, then you again go, no? And then you ask, okay, I want to learn something. So then you take scriptural knowledge. That's what we are doing here. And the question answers, what's that verse, Bhagavatam? Vidyate hirde granthi, chidyante sarva samshaya, shiyante chasya karmani, param drishvane vartate. Famous verse. That when you associate with devotees, you get knowledge. Vidyate hirde granthi, all your knots of the heart are destroyed. You know knots? What is that? What is that? No, I'm asking. Yeah. Is there any knot here?
Tight.
What's that? No, I'm asking. Where is a knot? Let me see. There's no knot. Bhagavatam says there's a knot.
Oh, attachment?
Yeah. Attachment. Yeah. Attachment. So you get this body. As soon as you get this body, this is the first knot. You become attached to body. So everybody is married. We are also married to this material world. Everybody is married. Everybody has at least one wife. Even a bachelor has one wife. The material world is his wife. So as soon as you are born, you are married to this world. There is a knot. Okay. Marriage you put a knot, no? Right. So you become attached to material world, your body. And the next knot is when you marry. Wife. Another knot. You become attached, no? That's natural for attachment. It's not unusual. Then you get children. Another knot. Then you get wealth, all everything, all property, another knot. And it keeps on going, 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 going. Then there's so many knots, you know. Then we are attached to a land, attached to our people, society, attached to a country. And it keeps on increasing, increasing, increasing. And you are in a, you're in a world of knots. That's material world. So, but Bhagavatam says, Vidhyate Hirde Granthi. Granthi means knot. Your knots, all knots will be destroyed. They'll be cut to pieces by the power of knowledge of scriptures in association of devotees, not yourself. So by that knowledge in association of devotees will cut all knots slowly. The point is you'll become detached slowly. You'll be there, but in mind we'll slowly become detached, just like lotus on a pond. There's dirt, but still lotus is, it's up, no? It doesn't touch that. So we become, internally we become detached. Vidyate Riganti Chidyante Sarva Samshaya. And knowledge will help to clear all doubts. Samshaya. All doubts are solved, dissolved. Chidyante Sarva Samshaya Shriyante Chasya Karmani. All sins are, they are neutralized. Param Drishtane Vartate. And devotion, this is the effect of association of devotees, taking knowledge of scriptures, and param drishtvane vartate. And then finally you can see clearly that you are servant of Krishna. That's perfection of life, love. So this is what knowledge is going to give you. So second step is Shraddha, faith. Faith means scriptural knowledge. Faith means faith, but with scriptural knowledge. Without scriptural knowledge, faith is sentiment. And with knowledge, but without devotees, that's mental speculation. You're a scholar, you're not a devotee. So faith requires two things, scriptures and devotees. If you only have scriptural knowledge, not devotees, then you become scholar. If you only have devotees, no scriptural knowledge, then you become sentiment fool. When people come, they do bhajan, you know, go back, no discussions, they have no idea what's Gita all about. So Prabhupada said, famous, philosophy without religion is speculation, and religion without philosophy is sentiment. That's what Prabhupada said. So faith demands two things. That's what we are doing, association of devotees and discussing scriptures. So this program, it might be small, but many small things affect your life, you know. Every small thing affects your life. An idea can make you, an idea can destroy you. So slowly, slowly our faith will increase. And what will happen? And our faith will increase, then what's the next step? Third step. What do you want? Ado Shraddha Tatha Sadhu Sang. When your faith increases, then you want to know more. Is it? I want to know more. And then you, first devotees were coming to you, now you will come to devotees. You will go to devotees, no? To increase your faith, devotees were coming to you. To your house, to your place, to meet you, okay. Prabhuji, please come to program. They'll call you, no? They have to call you. But when you get faith, then you will call us. When is the program, Prabhu? Can you please tell the schedule? Next week is the program, 2 weeks after its program. So that is a result of faith. You see, we are discussing steps to advance in devotion. So when you get faith, how do you know you get faith? Sadhu Sangh, you will have desire to, you will be greedy for association of devotees. That greed. I want, so just like if you're interested in music, you're greedy to find, you know, some music teacher, some, you go to concerts. Is it? You yourself search, you know. Okay, where at night? Okay, where some music concerts are going? Let me just attend. So like that, if you're greedy, if you have faith, that is cause, and the effect is, you get greedy to attain association of devotees. Lobh, sadhu sange hari katha. That is greed. You develop greed to listen to hari katha in association of devotees, no? Just like you arranged program, we have come here. So you want to listen, no? That is what you called us. So that's greed. So you're developing faith. That's the idea. That's a symptom. So that's the third step. So after you develop greed for attaining association of devotees, you come to devotees, you hear from them, you ask questions. To develop greed to attain association of devotees doesn't mean you come and sit in one corner, okay. Time, okay, let's go. It's not like, that's not greed. Greed means you ask questions, no? Okay, how is this? How is that? You understand? You want to understand the subject. The point is, you want to understand the subject. So, you ask questions. So, that, when you ask, start asking questions, when your mind starts working, when your heart has, it wants to act for God, wants to understand God, then fourth step comes, bhajan kriya. Kriya means activity, no? Activity. You do some activity. So when you have developed greed, what is the effect of greed? What is the effect of greed? You do some activity. So you did some activity, no? You called, phoned, no? So that is effect. Everything is cause and effect, no? Everything is cause and effect. I mean to say, without cause and effect, nothing. Hetu madbir vinishchata, science, Bhagavad Gita says, science means cause and effect. You have some cause, you have effect. You have some cause, you have effect. You have cause, planets are revolving around the sun. You have effect, this is effect, observation. Then you find a cause. Why? Gravity. That's science, no? You can define science like this. So, just like in a secretary, behavioral secretary, okay, you talk about that. Now, you have an effect, his behavior is odd, you want to find the cause. Okay, so you diagnose, okay, schizophrenia. Or maybe paranoid, bipolar disorder, whatever it is, you can diagnose. Now, so science means cause and effect in broad sense. So what is the effect of, greed? How do you understand? I've got a genuine greed. Okay, yes. Bhajan kriya. There will be some action. It doesn't mean... So you can't say that I've got greed. I've got greed, yes. I've got a lot of greed to listen to Hari Katha, to go to devotees. What are you doing? You're sitting on sofa. Nothing. So inertia is not devotion. Devotion is not imagination. That's a wrong idea, no? We are thinking and okay, oh Krishna. That's to do something for God, no? That is devotion. Devotion means love, no? Faith. What is symptom of faith? Do something for the other person. No. Express your love, no? If you don't express your love, what kind of love is that? So faith is expressed by action. That's the idea, no? You can't say to your wife, I love you so much. But cook yourself. Or wife will say, I love you so much, my dear husband. But cook yourself, I'm sleeping. It makes absolutely no sense. So, that is bhajan kriya. That is fourth step in devotion. We're talking steps in devotion. So, fourth step in devotion is bhajan kriya. You want to do something for God. Yes. What do you want to do? By three things. Kaya, manasa, vacha. By mind, you want to do something for God. By body you want to do something, and by voice. So by voice, what do you do? Simple. Chant. Chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You chant. And by mind, what do you do for Krishna?
Think of
Krishna. What do you do? Think is okay, fine.
Plan.
But yes. You plan for Krishna, no? Prabhupada says planning, you have to plan. A devotee plans, okay, what should I do for Krishna next week? What should I do for Krishna for next month? What should I do for Krishna in next year, entire life? What are long-term projects, short-term projects, midterm projects, no? It's the same thing you're doing there. It's the same thing. Service. You have planned service in your mind. That's planning. Devotee keeps on planning that. So, and the body, what he does? Body simple, no? He can cook for Krishna. Come for program. That's using your body. Hearing, using your body. So that is bhajan kriya. That's why Rupa Goswami writes. Fourth, the effect of greed is shown by action. Action. So you might say, I want, Prabhuji, to advance in devotion. I want to associate with devotees. I want to listen to Harikatha. I'm dying to listen to Krishna. But then no phone calls. Nothing. After 6 months, you again come. I really want to advance in Krishna. And I want to hear about Krishna. And then 6 months gone. People are like, I seriously tell you, there are many people like that out there. Once in 6 months, they'll show and then they will say, oh yeah, we really want to advance in devotion. Come on, how do you want to advance in devotion? There is some effect, but there is no cause for this effect. No, it's a different, it's something else is going on. It's just lip service. That's all. So, fourth, action. So, what I discussed, do you remember now? No, I'm discussing steps to devotion, 9 steps to advance in devotion. First step is? Okay, Adav. Adav means? Oh,
beginning.
Yeah, initial contact with devotees. And the next step is? Shraddha, faith. And when you develop faith, next step is? Sadhu Sangh. Greed to attain association. Before faith, it is initial contact. Before faith, it is just initial contact with devotees. Consciously and unconsciously. But after developing faith, it is also association with devotees, but with greed. There's a difference. Before faith, you develop faith, devotees come to you. After you develop faith, you go to devotees. There's a difference between third step and first step. And then when you develop greed to associate with devotees, what's the fourth step?
Bhajanakriya.
Then you want to do. Then you ask. Actually, there are 3 things. 3 levels of service. Third class service is, somebody tells you, and still you don't do it. And then somebody forces you, then you do. So third class service is, somebody force you. Okay, Prabhuji, please cook for Krishna for Sunday program. Okay. And he's not doing anything. On Saturday again, phone comes, please cook. He's not done anything. Sunday morning, come on, you rascal, you know what you have done. This is going to be a program. You didn't cook. Then he's going to. So, Lato ke bhoot. So that is third class service. He's doing service, but out of force. Maybe because of his nature, his carelessness, his procrastination, whatever it is. Maybe not malintention, but procrastination, no? People are lazy. In Kali Yuga, it's like that. And second class service is when you say and he does. So you say, okay, Mataji, in your house we'll have program. Okay. And then if I don't tell, 1 year has passed, no problem. No program. So that is second class. If we tell, they do. If we don't tell, then you're in your word. Doesn't matter. That is second class service. Do tell. Without force. Do tell. What is first class service?
Come and ask you.
Yes. First class service, Prabhupada says, you come and ask. First class service, Prabhupada puts in a sentence in one of his letter. Prabhupada says in one of his letter, first class service is when you are searching some service. It's not somebody tells you, you're searching service. You're sitting alone and you say, come on, you know, I can't sit alone. I want service. And then you search service. You ask devotees, what can I do? Where's some lack? I can fulfill that. Do you want my services here? If there's nobody to tell you anything, you create your service. You're a creator, no? First class is creator, no? Third class is Shudra. He follows. same principle. No, Brahman is a creator. Intelligent people, they create. Genius people create. First class service, he creates. So, okay, let me do something. Okay, fine. If there's nobody to tell me anything, okay, fine. I'll take Gita and distribute. So, you've created service for yourself. You understand? That's first class service. So, that is all action. In action, this comes. All three kind of services, all three are acting, but different consciousness, no? Third class service, second class service, first class service. To third class service, Krishna, to all of them, Krishna gives mercy because they're serving Krishna. But different levels of mercy. It's not same. So you might love your children. You might love your servants. And you might love normal people also, no? People say, we love people. But there's a difference, no? Your love to children is different. Your love to people is different. Your love to beggars. America people love beggars, no? There's a lot of, you know, do this for beggars. It's Christianity. They go in subways and they serve beggars because Bible it is written, love thy neighbors. That's 10 commandments. So they go, okay, nice. But definitely their love for their children is different. Their love for their dog is maybe different from their children. No? So it's a different thing. There are different quality, different quantity of loves. There's a different quality of love also, no? Not just quantity. There's a different flavor. So a girl might love her boyfriend, a girl might love her parents. So if you ask her, whom do you love more? What she'll say? If both parents are, boyfriend is sitting. Then what is going to say? You say, same, no? Same. I love same, no? Then you ask, no, you have to choose. No, choose. Same. But quantity is same, but quality is different. That flavor is different, that flavor is different. So, that's with Krishna, no? Krishna is a person, supreme person. He loves everybody, but quality and quantity are different. So, third class service, he loves in a different way. Second class, he loves so different way. First class service, if you do, Krishna's love is Krishna can die for you. He doesn't die, but he's ready to die for you. So, what do you choose? First class, second class? First class, no? If you want to be loved by Krishna, If you don't only want to love Krishna, idea is to be loved by Him, then you have to be first class service. This is three kind of services. Or three kind of servants. You can put it like that, no? That is bhajan kriya. So create your services. Search for service. Ask for service. It should come from you. And that's the best. So this four step. You understanding? Now you're getting the point. When we are advancing in devotion, now we can judge where we are. Okay, are you on second step of devotion? Do you have faith? Okay, how do you judge? By knowledge. If your knowledge is less faith. If your knowledge is more, okay. If you're hearing with devotees, then okay, fine. Or what kind of servant you are? What kind of service? Third class, second class. Now you know, some things are happening. So, you don't need to ask Krishna, Krishna, when will you give me mercy? You yourself know that whether I am worthy of mercy or not. If you really close your eyes, look into your heart and ask yourself, am I worthy of mercy? If you are, answer will be yes. If you are not, you will yourself say no. There is some lack in me. Why am I worthy of service? No. So that is fourth step, okay. What is the fifth step in devotion? If you're actively serving Krishna, if you're planning, if you're using your body, if you're chanting Hare Krishna, trying, I'm not saying everybody is perfect, 100% everybody cannot do, but trying with good intention. So fifth step is, this is a cause. Now this becomes a cause. And next becomes effect. You see, it changes. So serving Krishna was an effect. And what was the cause? Greed. When you develop greed to attain association of devotees, effect is you start serving him. Now, when you start serving him, that becomes a cause. And what's the effect? What happens? How do you know you're serving? I'll put it in this way. How do you know that you're serving Krishna and Krishna is accepting your service? He should accept, no. Now, how do you know that? He'll not speak. He's a deity, you know. How do you know? What's the next step? Before that, anarth nivritti sat. Your heart starts becoming pure. That's how Krishna reciprocates. Krishna will not speak to you. It's not that you're chanting Hare Krishna, one voice will come. Oh, Keshav Anand. Oh, it's never going to happen like that. It might happen when you are very advanced. God can talk, but not now. So, but he doesn't want to talk to us now. Not because he doesn't like us, but because he wants to help us to strive more, to put efforts, to attain him, so that we become perfect. In our devotional service, when we become perfect, then he will come. He doesn't want to talk. He doesn't want to come now, because if he comes now, then we'll stop putting efforts. No, is it? We are like that. Humans are like that. No, if you give something too quickly, you will take cheap. So don't give. Then the value will increase. Then we want. So that's Krishna. He doesn't talk, but at the same time, he wants to talk. He wants to reciprocate. No. So how does he do that? Within his heart, he will purify your heart. He'll start purifying your heart. If you act for him, he will act for you. He can't keep quiet. We can forget him, but he doesn't forget us. He's God. Na to evam na chatu nasham. Na ne me janatipa. Bhagavad Gita, second chapter. Krishna said, there was no time whether when you were not there and I was not there. And all these kings on battlefield were not there. At all times, all of us were there. The difference between you and me is, I remember everything and you have forgotten. No? Bhagavad Gita? So Krishna remembers everything. Krishna will remember all that we have done for him. Even the smallest thing. Even if a person comes for the first time in this program and he doesn't do anything, he just sits. And he doesn't even take prasad. He doesn't even hear lecture. As soon as he said, he slept. Maybe some hypothetical. And then in the end he gets up and then he just takes some incense, lights it, put it and goes back. So Krishna will remember. And then he never turns up. But Krishna will remember, yes. Once in life, he took incense and lighted it in the service of my devotees, no? He'll never forget. Krishna doesn't forget. We forget him. So that is anarth nivritti. Krishna remembers. Krishna will remember what we have done and he will reward us accordingly. So he will give us gifts. He's ready for gifts, but are we ready for gifts? So the first gift, if we act for him, the first gift he will give is, what is that? Yeah, he will purify heart. How does he purify heart? What is the gift he gives? He has many gifts to give you. But can you really handle that gift? That's the point, no? Just like this Pondrak came. You know Pondrak? Oh, sorry, Ashwathama. Ashwathama? He once came to Krishna and he told Krishna, I want one thing from you. Don't deny. Krishna told, okay, yes. He told, give me your chakra. He wanted to kill Krishna by his chakra. By Krishna's chakra. He planned, you know, I'll take that chakra and then kill him. So Krishna told, okay. Krishna told, okay, you can take. So be ready to handle it. when chakra came to him, it was so hot. He couldn't handle. He said, no, Krishna, take it back. I don't want this gift. Please take it back. So Krishna took and then he told. See, I already told you, you know. You can ask for gifts, but you should know what to ask. So, yeah, Krishna has many gifts. And the first gift. So as devotees, even if we don't know what to ask, because we are serving him, he will plan for us, no? Boss plans for servant. So we might foolishly ask something, but he will not fulfill our desires unnecessarily. If it harms us, so he will gift some. He will give what? Now what first thing you want to, what he'll give? What's gift? Any idea? So see, steps to advance in devotion. Now you understand. When you serve him, how do you know you're serving him? He's accepting your service. This you should know, otherwise you will never know whether you are serving him correctly, he's accepting, not accepting, what's happening, you know. Okay, he's accepting prasad and he's giving you prasad, that's okay, everybody knows that, no problem. But that's not the point he's going to give you now. First gift is discrimination, vivek, buddhi. Tesham sata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam. What's that verse? Adami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upyanti te. 10th chapter, 9th verse. Yeah, you can please remember verses. You have to remember verses. You can forget your name, but don't forget Gita. Is it? So if you remember yourself and you forget Krishna, in medical terms, we call this as schizophrenia. You are schizophrenic, that's all. You're in your own world, you're hallucinating. This hallucination, you're thinking, I'm this body, which you're not. I'm Mr. So-and-so, which you're not. And you've forgotten your reality, you know. So, you can forget your name, no problem. But don't forget shlokas. Prabhupada said, you should know Gita as law book. Anybody ask you, okay, 15th chapter, 10th verse, okay. 15th chapter, 15th verse, okay. 16th chapter, 24th verse. Okay, you should be able to tell that. Some people know Gita upside down, inside out. Some people can chant Gita from first chapter to last chapter, and then backwards from last chapter to first chapter. I've seen, and they can go ulta all verses. People can do like that. It's good to remember, no? Otherwise, you'll remember something. Either you remember trash, or you remember Gita. There's only two options now. So, your first gift is discrimination, buddhi. Krishna will give you intelligence. What kind of intelligence? What do you can understand by the intelligence? Maths, chemistry, bio? No. Yes, by intelligence you can understand what is harming my devotion and what is beneficial for my devotion. A child cannot understand what is good and bad for him. No? Small child. That's why he needs protection. Child will eat mud also. Then parents will say, that. Then he's scold. You know, if you see, then he'll beat you. But when you become adult, you know. Dirt is not good. No? Similarly, now we are child in devotion. So we don't know what is good, what is bad for us. We are harming ourselves by doing so many things which maybe... we are doing so many things which might not harm us, but which are unnecessary also. No, just unnecessary. Playing video games. What are you adult? You know what the hell you are doing? Many will now. It's a disease in America. You know, phone. Patients come to you. Email disease. Mail disease. You know, they're addicted to mails. MAIL. So always on net and playing video games, and they can't get that out of their mind. Sticks. So that's unnecessary waste of time. So that discrimination Krishna will give to know what is unnecessary things, what are unfavorable things to devotional life, and then you can choose. Okay, yes, this is this. You can accept what is favorable for to Krishna consciousness immediately, and you can reject what is unfavorable to consciousness, to Krishna consciousness, as soon as you know it. You now, there is one thing to know, and other thing is power to reject it, no? You might know, but you will not be able to do it. You know, just like addicts. They know that we are addicted, but they can't help it out. Is it? They can't do. So you need some medicines. So similarly, we might know what is good, what is bad, even now. But you'll not be able to do it. So we know that getting early in the morning is good. But you can't do it. No. Day after day, year after year. So that is our discrimination. So well, you might, why I'm telling you this? Because you might argue, okay, Krishna will give gift, what is good, what is bad for us. But we already know. We have read in books, but you know. But this is not gift, this is your own intelligence. When Krishna gives you intelligence, he'll not only give you intelligence but also power to execute it. Knowledge and cognition. You know what is cognition? How do we define cognition as? knowledge and the power to execute that knowledge. Both things he will give you. That's a gift. That's how you know that is a gift. Because suppose if an advanced devotee, he says, okay, fine, you know. Do you know that that wasting time is not good? Then a new devotee will say, yes, I know. So then he might think, oh, I've also got a gift from Krishna, no? Without doing anything. He has done so much service and now he's understanding that don't waste time. And I know from the first day I've read in Prabhupada's books, well, I've made it, you know. But no, there's a difference. Krishna's gift cannot fail. You understand? Whatever Krishna gives, it cannot fail. Whatever you produce, it will fail. That's going to fail. Whatever man plans, it will fail. Whatever God plans, it can never fail. It will come to pass. So Krishna's gift, if Krishna gives you gift of intelligence to know what is bad, what is good, and if you fail to execute that intelligence, then who is to be blamed? Who is blamed? Krishna, no? People will say, oh, such a stupid gift Krishna has given. It is a bad gift, no? There isn't work. So Krishna's gift is not like that. That's how you know that it's a gift. You will know and you will be able to do it. And not very easily. It will become spontaneous for you. Very spontaneous. Just like Prabhupada came to America, so many hippies he preached. So they were chanting. Then suddenly one day, so one sannyasi in ISKCON, I'll tell name. So Sridhar Maharaj, who left his body. So he told, see, I joined ISKCON and I was chanting and doing everything. And then after I went for book distribution, and on book distribution I saw a bus. And on that bus there was advertisement, marijuana. Drug. And then suddenly he thought, I'm no more into marijuana. You know what happened to him? He couldn't even know how he left it. You know, in India, these mentally retarded patients are there. But more in those places where they are mentally retarded patients. More, there are two sections. One is for addicts, mentally retarded. It's all combined thing. So they were calling us for drug addicted people. ISKCON people, like, okay, do kirtanam. We told them it will help them. So we started doing kirtanam there, and slowly the addiction was like going down, because they were getting taste in God's name, no? And then they stopped calling us. We thought, what happened, you know? And they told, well, if all patients get all right, then what will happen to hospital? Stop. Because they could see, point is, they could see solid results. So that's, you understand, that's a gift. You will not even come to know how your bad habits are gone. Now you might be fighting. You know this is bad, this is good, and you are fighting. But when God gives you gift, there's no fight. It's clean sweep. Clean sweep. You're fighting. Okay, anger, thoughts, bad thoughts, this. And you're serving Krishna. When Krishna becomes happy, accepts your service, he blesses. Okay, I bless you. And everything over. Finish, your mind is clear. Nothing can affect you. So there's a difference between gift and your own endeavors. You see? Difference between your own efforts and mercy. So our effort is to serve him. Rest he will do. Focus on his service. And he will fight for us with illusion. We cannot fight with illusion. It's so big illusion. No, we cannot do much with that. He has given you some guidance. Follow that. And serve him. And rest he will do. No problem. That is which step? Fifth step. It's a gift from Krishna. Anarth nivritti. So, little you do, you take one step, he takes 10 steps. It is not that you don't do anything. You focus on service, that's all. And whatever is said by Prabhupada, follow that, or Krishna says in Gita, rules, regulations, some follow that, and Krishna will say, okay, I'll do the rest. fifth step, okay. And when Krishna gives his gift of discrimination, then following devotion becomes very easy, no? Because you understand what is good, what is bad, and you get the power also. So you can easily get up in the morning, no problem, easily chant. A material world no longer attracts you. Because you know this is bad, this is good, I don't want bad, okay, mind leaves it. Now if you say, I don't want bad, it will come more. It will come more, it will come back. But when you come on fifth step, again, I don't want, okay, fine, finish. So that's anartha nivritti. And if you keep on serving Krishna, after this gift, you go to sixth step of devotion. What's the sixth step? Nishtha. Krishna will give you another gift. I told you Krishna has many gifts. To his servant, he gives many gifts. When you are ready. So next gift, next step in devotion is Nishtha. Nishtha means determination. He will give you determination in devotional life. Now what do you mean by determination? Now how do I know that I am determined? I have got this gift now. How do you know that?
You won't get tempted.
Consistency.
Okay, consistency. What do you mean by consistency?
Regularity.
Well, I mean to say, if you are in a temple, full-time devotee, everybody is regular. Even new is regular, advanced is regular. Or you don't know.
You don't want to lose opportunity to serve.
Determination? No. That's okay, but no. Some other definition. What is determination?
In the face of adversity.
Fixed up.
Okay, yeah.
Fixed up.
When you get adverse situations, still you continue. That's a determination, no? Because anybody can chant, you know, when you're happy, in your food, everything on the earth with you. But when nothing is there, still you have to chant. Then we'll know you're determined. No, just like Pandavas, like they went for forest 13 years and still they never lost faith in Krishna. The amount of faith they were, love they were having before, same amount of love they were having now, no? They didn't complain to Krishna, Krishna, why this is happening to us? Why are you doing this to us? He did. So, I mean, Draupadi could have freaked out, you know.
Yeah.
She would have, normal person, she would have left Krishna. She was like disrobed and she would have told Krishna, why this happened, you know, what this nonsense. They are devotees, but nothing. Same. Determination means when your faith doesn't move even a single inch in the face of adversities. That is determination. That is sixth step in devotion. That's Krishna's special gift. Special gift. So everybody has ups and downs in life, no? Everybody has. So, okay. Every day you are coming for Mangal Aarti. Every day you're getting up early in the morning and doing puja. Okay. Now, one day you fall sick. Fever, high fever. And you don't come. You don't get up in the morning. This means you don't have. You have determination or you don't have? You don't have actually. Krishna has not given you a gift of determination. You might be getting up in the morning for last 6 months. But this one day when you have fever and you left and you didn't get up, this shows still you are not on the sixth step. No determination. Because determination is not, you can't check determination by favorable situations. Determination has to be checked by unfavorable situations. That determination, no? So anybody, if you are a soldier, when you are practicing, you can shoot nicely. Exact aim. But when real fight happens, then that we will see, you know, how much. Because many soldiers, you know, what's happening? Because many soldiers, they in practice they are very nice, but when they go in the real fight, there is something called as fright. What's that called? They freeze due to fear. When you see enemy, you freeze due to fear. So we have a flight of fight reaction, no? Flight and flight phenomena. You know this, no? When you face some adverse condition, there are just two options. Either you fly, you run away, or you fight. But there's third thing. You can't fight, you can't fly, you just freeze. You can't think anything, you know? That's if a lion comes, that's a thing's going to happen, you know. You're not able to think anything. Your mind is blank. Finish. But now you can think in your mind. If lion comes, I'll run there and then I'll go on the top. I'll jump on him and kill him. I'll take a pistol to kill him. Okay, all steps are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 steps. But if a real lion comes, you're going to forget everything, no? So that's the point. Determination is not checked by what you're doing when everything is all right. When real problem comes, when the lion comes, then Krishna will see what you're doing. If you're able to do the same thing in presence of lion, then you're determined. Otherwise, still you're kacha. Kacha, you understand? You're not on sixth step. You're way behind. So if you want to check you're advancing, this is the sixth step, determination. In adverse situations, you have to see yourself. Don't see yourself in good situations. Okay, devotion is going nicely, I'm chanting, I'm going to programs, I'm prasadam. Okay, it's nice. No, you can't check like that. It's not the point. So that's where Krishna says, those devotees of mine, they are fortunate who face problems in life. You understand? Those devotees who do not face problem, they are not fortunate. Now you understand why? Why? He will not test us. He will show you. You can test yourself. He doesn't want to test anybody. He simply blesses. But he wants to show you where you are. Sometimes we are in illusion, no? We think we are big devotees. Everything is going on nicely. He'll show, okay. Now you yourself see where you are. So, devotees, when problems come in devotees' life, they feel it is favor of Krishna, no? It is favor of Lord. He's showing us what is my level. Otherwise, I would have never known what is my level. I would have remained in my own dream world and just wasted my life, no? Never approached the love of God. That is why new devotees, when they face problems, they become disturbed, no? Why those problems? We are serving God, this problem, that problem. But when advanced devotees on sixth step, and they've got gift of from Krishna, gift of determination. When they face problems, they see problems as mercy of God. Oh, this is nice. Krishna is trying to help me to understand where I am so that I can know where I am and then I can put my efforts to advance. You see, it makes a difference, no? So that's the sixth step, Nishtha. And then what's the seventh step? Ruchi. And then if you continue service, then Krishna will give you third gift. Third gift is ruchi, taste in devotion. Now what do you mean by that taste? Interest in devotion. What do you mean by that? What's that? I mean to say, why I'm asking this question? Because if you have a program, it's like now. If I ask everybody, do you have interest? Everybody will say. You call 50 people more. You ask, do you have interest? Yes, I have. Nobody will say no. So what do you mean by interest? I mean to say, is the seventh step of devotion. It is not small thing. After determination, this is the third gift Krishna is giving. So there has to be some definition of interest. How do you define interest? How do you define? Ruchi. You understand my question, why I'm asking you? There has to be a definition. How do you know that I have got interest? Maybe I'm cheating myself. No, Indians cheat themselves, no, mostly. Okay, I'm doing devotion, it's nice, I'm devotee. Well, a real devotee thinks he's not a devotee, no?
Give a distraction. Giving a distraction. If we give distraction, then they say, oh, what is there? What is there? Krishna consciousness. I can enjoy my
okay, maybe you're nearby. Okay, fine. Yeah. Interest is shown. If you have interest in something, then even though you are surrounded by distractions, you will not be tempted. That's interest, no? It's like TV. If you're interesting movies coming, anybody is around, you will not come to know. You'll not come. You're like fully there. Your mother will be shouting, "Your milk is there. Just eat breakfast." You can't hear it. You're blocked. She'll keep on shouting. No, it happens. No, child. It happens with child. So they are interested in the toys and they're focused. That's interest. When you have all distractions around, still you're not tempted. That's called interest. That's why Krishna says in Gita, "Na niragni na cha akriya, na cha akriya." What's that verse? I think, what's that verse? Na niragni cha akriya. 9th chapter first, maybe. I forgot. So Krishna says, he is not a devotee who neither lights fire, nor does anything. He's not a yogi. 6th chapter first verse. I mean to say, if there is a forest fire, and if you run away from there, what people will call you?
Intelligent.
Okay, they might call you like that. People can call you, he's escapist or whatever. I mean to say, not forest. Suppose if there is a fire in its colony, people are there in the homes, and you run away. Then what people will call you? It's nonsense, you know. Like he just ran away and all people died. So, if he's a hero, he'll be here. He'll first save people, no? Yeah. At the risk of his life. And then, so Krishna says, similarly, if there are temptations and you run away, just like yogis do in cave, in Himalayas. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Himalayas, okay, sitting in cave, eyes closed. Then what are you? You are an escapist. Then you don't have interest in devotion. It is just you have left everything and gone. Real interest will be shown when you are right there in the world of Maya, but still you are not tempted. That is the power of devotion. You need not go anywhere. You need not go to caves. You do not go to forest. You are here in the midst of all these things, still you are not tempted. That's a gift of Krishna. That you can't do by your own power. It's not in the power of humans to do this. If there are temptations around, we'll be tempted, no? It's not easy to get free of temptations. But when Krishna's blessings are there, this gift Krishna will give, ruchi, interest. No temptations. That's okay. Is it? That's called interest. So Krishna will test you, or he will show you. He'll not test you. He will show you. He will send some temptations. He will send. And then he will show you how much interest you have. So if you say, Krishna, if you think in yourself, I have so much interest in Krishna. Krishna is so nice, so lovely. No, many devotees think, okay, and they're not bad to think. Then Krishna will say, okay, he's in your heart, he knows. And he'll say, okay, I'll show you how much nice I am. And he'll send some temptations. And then you'll be tempted. Then you'll yourself know whom you like more, Krishna or those temptations. Krishna is intelligent, no? He'll show you everything. Before giving you something, he'll show you whether you're worthy or not. Before taking something also, he'll show you why he's taking. And there'll be no arguments after that. So that's us. Which gift? Which step? No. Sixth. Ruchi. Seventh. Eighth. Sixth step. So ruchi, interest. Adau shraddha tata sadhu sang bhajan kriya anar nivirti nishtha. Ruchi. Seventh. Ruchi. Okay, interest. This next gift Krishna gives. And then if you keep on serving him, more and more and more and more, more first class service. You're searching for service more. Then Krishna gives you next gift. That is eighth step. What is that? Asakti. Asakti means attachment. Attachment. Now what do you define by attachment? How do I know I've got attachment? Everybody, it's nice to think I'm attached to Krishna. But there's a definition. How do you know I'll be attached or not? So one thing is, you see cause and effect I was telling you. Without ruchi, you can't go to attachment. You understand? So still you are tempted. And then you say, I am attached to Krishna. It has no value. Because if you have not followed 6 step, how will you go to 7 step? So many Indians like to think that they are attached to Kanhaiya or Krishna. That's not attachment. That might be some shadow of attachment. That is some kind of attachment. But that's shadow. That's not real attachment. That is attachment by your own mind. No, that's not a gift. You are with Krishna, you have developed some attachment. Some psychological effect. No, if you live with somebody, you become attached to it. No, a child also becomes attached to his ball. Why will you not become attached to Krishna if you are always there? So that happens, but that's very small attachment, very feeble, very weak attachment. That shadow. Real attachment, that gift, will come after the platform of ruchi. Ruchi. So you can test yourself. If you don't have ruchi, then don't think you have attachment. You have not achieved that platform. You have not achieved. It will be foolish to say, I am attached to Krishna. We have some kind of attachment, forget it. So, okay. But how do you know I have got attachment? How do you know that? What are the signs? What are the signs? What are the symptoms of attachment? Symptoms. So just like symptom of ruchi is what? Is detachment. No, symptom of interest is detachment. You are focused, you are detached to everything around you. No temptation. Similarly, what is symptom of attachment? When you become attached to Krishna, something should happen. What do you look for, huh? Yeah, but that's maybe higher stages. Anything else? Okay, let me just put another way. How do you differentiate between attachment and interest? But how do you differentiate? Like, okay, now I have reached attachment. So what is the difference between both of them?
Not live without that.
Yeah. In interest, you know what will happen. Till the time you are doing devotion, it's okay. But as soon as you leave this process, you'll again fall down. You'll fall down. Till that time you have with devotees, it's nice, no? As soon as you go home, again mind starts. Now it's okay, good, nice. So that's some kind of interest. But attachment is, you can never, you will not fall down. You are with devotees or not with devotees. You're alone. You have no books, whatever. But your mind is, in ruchi you have to apply your mind. In attachment, your mind will automatically, spontaneously go to Krishna. In ruchi, we are putting our mind. Krishna has given gift, we are applying mind. In attachment, Krishna will steal your mind. That's the difference now. That's the difference. He'll steal your mind. You can't help it. Attachment is a different stage. It's a difference. You can't help thinking and serving him. It's impossible. You're attached. Just like mother is attached to child. Mother cannot help thinking not about her child. She'll keep on thinking, no? No, you can't convince a mother to not think about her child. You can't convince. You can give all logics. The best logics of the world. But no. So that's the difference between ruchi and attachment. Attachment is beyond logic. Now you have surpassed logic. At ruchi, there is still logic. So you are interested in something. There are temptations around. You don't feel the temptations. But then somebody comes and he starts talking to you. He gives you logic. No, you have to be practical a little bit. So give some... those things are also important. You should do this, that, no. And then by his logics, you are convinced. And you are gone, no. So yes, you know what... you should eat some kind of eggs. There are proteins. Otherwise, you'll become weak. Blah, blah, blah. Scientific research. Yeah, actually, yeah. Okay. And you're gone. Attachment doesn't happen. Attachment, you can give all medical research. F or eggs. Still, you'll do, I can't eat. Because Krishna is saying. I don't know whether it might be fully logical. No problem. Throw your research in. See. I'm not going to do it. Simple. Finish. You kill me, I'm not going to do it. You see, there's a difference, no? Attachment and ruchi. So attachment is another gift of Krishna. So how many gifts you have got? No. Come on.
Three.
Yeah. Gifts are three, no? Four actually. Anarth Nivriti. That is discrimination. Then Nishtha. Determination, Ruchi, interest, and Asakti attachment. Four gifts. So many gifts Krishna has, no? He gives gifts. That is why he's Krishna. Krishna is all attractive. Anybody who gives gift, he's attractive, no? You like that person, no? Who gives gift? He's giving gift. So, but you have to prepare yourself for those gifts. To prepare. He'll not just give to anybody and everybody. If he sees you're prepared, he'll give. He'll promote you to next class, to next class, to next class. So after attachment, this is which step? Eighth. Then he has another gift with him. And what is that gift? Special, that special gift. Bhava. That's the eighth step. If you keep on serving him with attachment, keep on serving him, if you don't fall down, there are less chances of falling down, but if you do stupidity, then you might also. But if you don't leave Krishna, then if you keep on serving him, then he gives another gift which is called as bhava. Bhava means? Yeah, feelings and emotions. Now, how do you define bhava? What's that? Everybody has feelings here for Krishna, no? So, always remember there are two things, shadow and substance. So, now what feelings we have, that is what? Shadow or substance? That is shadow. But I am talking about substance. Bhava, which is gift of God. Gift of God. That has to be special, no? It's not small feelings which have we have for Krishna. Sometimes we feel, sometimes we don't feel. Sometimes we feel something else, sometimes something else. Sometimes nonsense things we feel. No, there is shadow. There is feeling. We don't say there is no feeling. No? You can't even say you don't have feeling. There is shadow, okay. So, what is bhava? Feelings. That's the eighth step. And that has to be something special. How do you define those feelings for God? What is the definition? What are the symptoms of those feelings? How do you know whether I've got that feelings? I've got that gift. How do you know whether it is shadow or substance? How do you know it is my own thing or it is given by Krishna now? Now, one thing you can know is, you can go to 8th step if you have passed 5th, 6th, 7th step. If you have still not passed 5th, 6th, 7th, then you can't be in 8th class, no? It's not possible. You can't go there. So, this is a simple thing. But suppose if you have passed 5th, 6th, 7th and you are on 8th step, now you have to know whether I am there or not. What is the symptom of that? How do you know? Feelings. I have got real feelings of Krishna. How do you know that? How do you differentiate between shadow and substance? Okay, let me put it like that. Any idea?
Experience it?
No experience though. That person is also experiencing. No? Always, when you talk about symptoms, it should be objective, not subjective. It's all behavioral psychology. It should come in behavior. Okay, now. No answer.
Feeling spontaneous love?
No. Okay, this is a Bhagavatam verse. Which there's a verse of Bhagavatam, 11th canto, 2nd chapter, 30th verse. It's 11th canto, 2nd chapter, exactly. You can check. Krishna says to Uddhava, evam vrata swapriya nama kirtaya, jatanu raga tuta chittai, atharodati hasati gayati nityati va. You know this verse? Famous verse. What's that afterwards? Loka bhaiye. It ends like that. So when you develop feelings, then Prahlad Maharaj, Krishna says, sometimes devotees dance, they weep, they shout like a madman, and sometimes faint. That is the symptoms of ecstasy. Real feelings will always be accompanied by these symptoms. And you might say, well, yesterday I was chanting and tears came. So, it happens sometimes. Oh, yeah. Females will say more, you know. Matajis are all emotional people. Emotional species. Sorry. Not people. Sorry to say that, but it's like that. So, yeah, you're emotional, no? So, my grandmother was emotional. She, when she used to see Mahabharata serial, She used to weep and cry as if she's a devotee. And as soon as serial will finish, Ramu chai lana zara. What happened, you know, Dadi? Suddenly you became non-devotee from pure devotee. So Krishna says he will sometimes weep, sometimes dance, sometimes he will shout, he will become unconscious. But it will not be sometimes, it will be always. Not sometimes. As soon as he chant, always tears will come in his eyes. Not sometimes, last night and then nothing. Doesn't happen like that. At real feel, shadow is accompanied by sometimes. Substance is substance, you know. It's always there. Shadow is sometimes there, sometimes not there. Is it? You have electricity, but shadow is sometimes there. But light is always there. Without light, there is darkness. So real feelings are accompanied by... Whenever you chant, you will have tears in your eyes. Whenever you chant. If you say Hare Krishna, you see Prabhupada, always Prabhupada's picture, you see his eyes are always, devotees were saying it as if Prabhupada is always crying for God. So that's the point. Always. That is bhava. So you can't cheat yourself, no? Yesterday I saw Krishna in my dream. Well, and today what did you see? Today, what did it come? Oh, today I saw TV, I was seeing TV in my dreams. That is no value, no. A real devotee at Bhava platform, he'll always see Krishna in his dreams. He has nothing else to see. That is Bhava, that is real emotions. You have developed emotions for God. Emotions at this platform of Bhava, it is not that we have emotions for God. Krishna has emotions for us. He has started thinking about us. You know, in Vrindavan, when Krishna left Vrindavan, he went to Mathura, no? Dwarka and Mathura. So all, of course, devotees were very unhappy, they were feeling separation. So all devotees, all the trees, they dried up. All trees dried up in separation of Krishna. So no fruits, no leaves, all became dry, land became dry, no water, devotees were weeping continuously. His father, his mother, they all became weak, they were not eating. But one tree was full of fruits and all leaves, all flowers. Why? That tree was not, he was a demon. Was happy, Krishna went away. Why it was like that? Anybody tell? It's a puzzle. So why? Because Krishna, when he was in Mathura, he was thinking about that tree. He was thinking about that tree. So because he was thinking about that tree made itself happy. Trees, flowers, so that Krishna will not become distressed by knowing that everybody is unhappy there, no? So he's thinking about that tree and tree has become happy to show Krishna, we are happy, okay, no problem, you don't worry. It happens like that, no? It's like child goes for study somewhere outside America. Parents are there. Parents are feeling sad now, of course. But then child calls, Papa, how are you? Ah, we are nice. Of course, they're sad also. But they will not tell the son because he'll feel disturbed. No, what happened, you know? Is it happens like that, no? So similarly, that tree was, he showed himself Krishna. So point is, if Krishna thinks about something, it is bound to become happy. It's bound to become happy. You understand? Why we are sad? Because Krishna is not thinking about us. You understand? That's why we become sad. If Krishna is thinking about us, we can never become sad. God is thinking about you. Okay, why this sofa is dead? And why you are living? Why? Tell me why. Why this is dead? You know, there's dead in life. So there's dead, no table, chair. And our soul is living. Why? You have thought about it? Animate, inanimate, dead and life. Why it is like that? So Bhagavatam says, dead things are dead because Krishna doesn't like them. Anything which Krishna doesn't like, it dies. That's why it's dead. Krishna likes soul. He likes everybody's soul. So there is life there. So anybody whom Krishna doesn't like, he is bound to become frustrated and sad. That is when non-devotees are sad, no? Always sad, always frustrated. Because Krishna is not thinking about them. Because they are not thinking about Krishna.
No, non-devotees, they enjoy baseball game or whatever.
No. They don't enjoy.
Get drunk, get stupid.
They are all frustrated. If you really ask them, that's all. That's some excitement of senses. That's not enjoyment. We don't call it as enjoyment. They're excited for some time, and then they'll come back home, and then they, oh my God, so much tensions. You know, my exams, my that. They're always full of anxieties. It is some temporary sensual excitement. That's all. It is not enjoyment. Real enjoyment of soul. They're not happy. They're not satisfied. They're not peaceful. Totally unsatisfied, totally frustrated. You talk to any person on the road and you talk to them, you're a psychiatrist, you know, you talk to any person. If you talk, are you happy? Yes, I am happy. Nice. Just talk for 5 minutes. Try to probe. After 5 minutes, tears will come to his eyes. 100%, I tell you. He'll start weeping. My God, Prabhu, I have so many problems, you know. 5 minutes, he'll not talk anything. As soon as you make friends with him, he'll vomit everything out. Come on, you know, it's... I'm like messed up. Otherwise, everybody is laughing. So this, you know, it's a good question you have told. It's a good point. People go to baseball and this all just not to become happy. They're not enjoying. They're trying to forget their miseries. It is a way out to just forget their miseries for some time. Because they know they'll go mad. There was a philosopher, Nietzsche. You know Nietzsche? Nietzsche? Philosopher, come on. Nietzsche. It's a German philosopher. He's gone. He's a famous. He's not in Pune. He's a big shot. If you go to Europe, if you tell you don't know Nietzsche, they'll just kick you out. They'll just get out. You know what, you know? You should know about them, no? In America, you should know. If you want to preach, you know these people, Schopenhauer, Nietzsche, Kant. You know these people, philosophers. Heard now? Yeah, you might have heard. So Nietzsche, he was a philosopher, and he came to this conclusion, his philosophy, that people don't enjoy, they avoid miseries. And that is why he could understand by his common sense, at least that much. So he was seeing TV, he was seeing baseball, he was going to musical concerts, but he was not finding any pleasure. He came to this conclusion, what is, there's no pleasure in this, what is happening, you know, where is pleasure? But of course he was not doing devotion, he was not connected to God, so ultimately got depressed, he got mad. That was his end. But some good insights he got. He got negative, but he didn't know positive. So that's the problem with these people. You know why I can tell? Because I preach to thousands of people. So many people come, they talk, and after 5 minutes, everybody's weeping. Just after 5 minutes. And I meet so many people in train and youths. So down in their subconscious mind, they're struggling. They're struggling with themselves. Manashashtani indriyani prakartisthani karashyati, Krishna says. Everybody's struggling. Down in their hearts of hearts, they are all frustrated. That's all.
Well, the question is, what's the difference between, there is TV 24 hours, you can escape misery by watching TV 24 hours, or you can chant Krishna 24 hours. What's the difference?
There's a difference. When you chant Hare Krishna, then you get... There's a difference, you know. When you watch TV 24 hours, your desires increase. When you chant 24 hours, your desires vanish. Now, how do you erase your desires? That's a funny thing. No. Your desires for material world vanish. And when desires vanish, your mind becomes peaceful and satisfied. And that doesn't happen with TV. Instead of Krishna, okay, fine. Instead of Krishna, you chant Coca-Cola. Nothing will happen. So it is not just a focus. I mean to say, yeah, people like to talk like that, psychologists and philosophers. But it's not like that. There's a difference. It's a good question. There's a difference there. That has power. So desires decrease. Anything, like a businessman, he's always chanting money, money, money. And he's chanting, no? So his desires are increasing, you know. Temptations don't go down. On focusing something, still temptations are there. But here, you're focusing on God, you can conquer the biggest temptation, sex, sexual desire. How do you do that? Nobody can do that. It's impossible. It's impossible without mercy of God. This force is so strong. How do you do that? So that's a test. That is the difference between Krishna, Krishna and Coca-Cola, Coca-Cola, whatever. It doesn't happen like that. Desires, it's impossible to get out of it. And, so my point was, what is bhavano? You got feelings? So you understand? That's how you know. So in the morning you get up, chant Hare Krishna, as soon as you chant, your heart starts crying. It's not that sometimes like this, sometimes finishing. No, it doesn't happen like that. You've got substance. And then this is 8th step, then, or 9th step, no? 9 over. And then what's next? Love of God. Then Krishna gives you your final gift. That's his final gift. Not final, after that. He has infinite gifts, no? He's infinite. But he'll give us final gift, love of God. The most fortunate souls, if you keep on continuing serving him. He will show you the path, no problem. He will do everything for you. You have to be sincere. In this long journey, from first step, from Madhav to love, there are many steps. It might be confusing. Sometimes, you know, you don't know what's happening. He will show, he will guide you. There's one name of Krishna in Vishnu Sahasranam. Madhvas like to chant Vishnu Sahasranam a lot. One name of Krishna is Neta. Neta. So Neta means leader. He's a perfect leader. He exactly knows how to guide his devotees according to their eligibility. According to their caliber, he slowly molds his devotees. He's a best potter. He molds and he makes them perfect. So that's Krishna. So you reach love of God. And there are some symptoms for love of God also. How do you know I've reached love of God? What is a symptom? There are many symptoms. What's the one symptom of love of God? How do you know I love God? Krishna will show you. He will give you the symptom. He will give you the knowledge, gift, and that symptom also. Well, how do you know what's the symptom of love? There are many symptoms. But what's a sign of Kuan Yin? What do you say? Main symptom.
Can't stop
thinking. You can take a dope and keep on thinking all day. I don't have love of God. I want a symptom which, see, this can be confusing. You are thinking, but these symptoms can be simulated artificially. You understand? I want a symptom which cannot be simulated.
Blissful
all the time. Many people. At bhava also you are blissful. Attachment also you are blissful. So then what's so special about this love of God? Okay, one thing is hankering to meet, but that also comes in bhava. When you have feelings, that also comes, hankering to meet. That is there in love of God. There is one thing which is not there anywhere. You have to see one thing, no, to distinguish. What is that one thing?
So you are enjoying with him all the time?
So just like, for example, if you want to marry somebody, then you are looking for one quality. In girls, no. All girls are beautiful. All girls are okay. Anybody who wants to marry. But you have your specific choice. Okay, I want a girl who is like this. And you're looking, no? And you find, you marry. And that thing will not be in others. That's why you chose that girl, no? Similarly, what is one thing in love of God? There's one thing which is not there. That is why it is special gift of God. Special gift.
You can't fall down.
Yeah, bhava also you can't fall down. You can, but yeah, but you can't. Mostly, in general, you can't. Huh?
Is there forever for you?
That's bhava also. Bhava and love are difficult to differentiate.
Yeah. I can do anything for
you. Maybe you're near to that. You want to refine your answer? Yeah, you want to refine your answer?
Sometimes. Like Mata Shabari, she
No, I want just refining answer, not example. If you refine, it will come.
I can do anything for Krishna, whatever
he wants. Okay, maybe, okay, we are nearby, okay, fine. The point is, at the platform of love, you can risk your life for God. That is love. You no longer love yourself. Mm-hmm. What do we love the most? Our life, no? That we love the most, no?
Body.
Life, our life. We want to live, no? We want to live. So, at the platform of love, you don't love your life. You love, all love is for Krishna. You can risk your life for His service. That is love. That cannot happen in lower stages. You will never risk your life. Now, if we give you a service now, you have to risk your life. You can't do that, no? You can't even leave your sleep, you know, or will you leave your life? Or am I leaving life? You know, it's a big thing. Bhava?
Yeah.
Bhava, it doesn't happen like that. Bhava, devotee cannot risk his life. He can, but it's not so developed. Love is a place, that is why it's called love. Now no longer you have love reserved for anything else. Only for Krishna. Bhava, that's why it's called feelings. You just have feelings, but you still have love for your life. Something is reserved. There's no reservations. You are fully surrendered. Finish. That's all. You can risk. Prabhupada, he risked his life, no?
Yeah.
70 years, he came to America in ship. 2 heart attacks, but still he was continuing. That's why we worship him. No? We think he's a pure devotee because he risked his life. No, that's why we recognize him. We don't recognize him because he's having bhava. No. If he was a person, he would have just lived in Vrindavan and wept for Krishna, some devotees. Okay. Now, what do we like to remember about Prabhupada? That he was weeping while chanting, or that he went to America, his 2 heart attacks, he's just that.
Yeah.
So that is love. That is love. Nobody is going to risk his life if we don't love Krishna. It's impossible. It's impossible. We can talk. When time comes, we'll not be able to do it. That's a gift of God. So risking your life, that is an opportunity given by God to His devotees, to His best servants, where they can show Krishna, Krishna, I can die for you. So if you die for Krishna, Krishna will die for you. That's the philosophy. Yeah, so that's a point. So gopis came to Krishna and gopis told Krishna, we want to die for you. They came, no, in dead of night forest. So Krishna told, okay, if you die for me, I can die for you. But I cannot die because I am God. So then Krishna told, now what to do? What to do? So Krishna told, okay, I can do just one thing. I can give myself to you. I cannot die. So I give myself to you. I cannot repay your debt. That's in Bhagavatam. Na pare aham. So that is love. Anybody who loves Krishna, Krishna sells himself to his devotees. That is love. That is Vrindavan, no? Krishna, gopi say, Krishna, sit down. He sits down. Stand up, stand up. He's following orders. He sold himself, no? To his devotees. So that's love. So that is a special gift. That is perfection of life. Perfection of life. After that also Krishna has many gifts. Still he has gifts. But I think let us first get this gift. It's not easy to come to this platform. It's not easy. Now Krishna will do everything for you. He will guide you to everything. He just wants one thing from you. What he wants? There's so many steps. Yes, sincerity. Just be sincere. Everything he'll do. Don't cheat Krishna. Don't cheat him. Don't make your plans inside and do something. Don't do that. Don't show something. Krishna knows everything. Don't flout his instructions. Try to follow as much as you can. Be sincere. Try to advance. Now I've given guidance. So many steps. Now you know steps also. You know science also. Now you know where you are. How to work out things. Some kind of plan Krishna has given. Follow that nicely. Krishna will do the rest. Your life is perfect. Hare Krishna. Anything else? Okay. Thank you for that. Any questions?
Bharat Maharaj, he was in Bhava stage.
And he got attached to...
Yeah, he fell down.
So the steps seem to be very tough.
They are. See, to advance, it is tough. But, I mean to say, playing Kartal is tough. Playing Mridang is more tough. But under good guidance and teacher, it becomes very easy, no? People learn Mridanga like that. So that is why Krishna is giving this knowledge. Okay, take knowledge. Know the steps. Know the steps how to play Mridanga. Don't just bang. When you know the steps, there's a teacher, then 1 month you can get, no? If you know, don't know the steps, no teacher. Your whole life you can bang your head on this. No sound. So Krishna is merciful. It is difficult, no doubt. Krishna is saying, but what Krishna, Arjuna says in 6th chapter, no, Krishna, it is so difficult. Chanchalami mana Krishna paramati balavatritam. My mind is so terrible, it's so difficult, I can't advance. Krishna says, no problem. Abhyasena tu kaunteya vairagena cha duskritam. It is duskritam, it is difficult, but abhyas. So, that is why I requested last night, read books, take knowledge. You have to have a plan, you have to know how to play. Steps of Mridanga. If you don't know the steps, then you don't know what's happening around. And we are in illusion, everything is going on nice. So, yeah, so that is why read Prabhupada books, associate with devotees and take good guidance. Rest assured, Krishna will do everything. 100%. For him, nothing is difficult, no? For us, it is difficult. We admit. Mama maya duratyaya. Deveshu gunamai. Mama maya. Maya illusion is very difficult to cross. Because we are humans. Okay, Krishna, yeah, we know it's difficult. But we also know and nothing is impossible for you. We also have that faith, no? We have that faith. He'll do it. So, yeah, it'll happen. Is it?
You said first class, second class, third class services. What is that first class service?
Oh, I explained. You can ask. You can listen this lecture afterwards. I explained everything. Detail.
No, in the last one you told that you give for life, you give, take risk, give the life for Krishna. But in somebody, they give their life for the country. They, even the young age, they voluntarily they go,
yeah,
and give for life.
So they love country. Somebody gives life for girlfriend also. That is misplaced love. That's what Prabhupada said. They love, yes, you love. We don't have any doubts, you don't love. But that's misplaced. That's all. Just like Tulsidas, no? Tulsidas, you know Tulsidas? You know Tulsidas?
Yes.
Saint, big saint?
Yes.
North India Tulsidas?
Yeah. Yeah.
He previously used to love his wife, Tara. And he used to do katha on Ramayan. He was a Brahmin. His profession was doing katha on Ramayan and he collects money. So then, in evening he used to come and he used to call his wife Tara and he used to say, see Tara, when I was speaking about Sita, I was remembering you. He was like that. Oh, sorry, Tara. His wife's name was Ratnavali. So he used to tell you're so beautiful, and he used to ask his wife to sit in front and write poetry on her. He was so attached, love. So once what happened, this his wife's brother, he came and he asked his wife that your father is sick, you come. So she went and he was doing katha. When he came in the evening, his wife is not there. So he got mad. She is not there. So he was saying what to do. It started raining and it was flood. And all. But in the dead of night, he went to his wife. Like, they're risking his life, you know. At that time, no conveyance, forest and flood. And her wife saw him at 2 o'clock. He came and she became angry. She told, come on, you have like, where people are thinking you're maniac for me, you know, what's happening, my sasural wale is saying, he's maniac or what? What is his madness, you know? So she told him, if you would have loved Ram like you have loved me, even 0.1%, your life would have perfected by now. Why do you want to love me, this body of bones, flesh? You're loving this body? Same love you do for Ram. At that time, Tulsidas. Time comes now for everybody. He leaves his house. He says, now you have opened my eyes. Thank you. I'm going. That's misplaced love. Yeah, it happened with Birmangla Thakur also. Same story. Prostitute told Birmangla, no? You would have loved Krishna like you have loved me, even 1%. You would have been somewhere else, you know. What you are? You are in a trash, you know, with this body. Nonsense. So, that's the point. But love means risking life. Wherever anybody risks his life for something, it means he loves him. Either the thing or person. Now, many businessmen, they risk their life for money. No? They can do everything for money. They kill also, they are ready to die also. I mean, they love money. So, risk means life, love. Prabhupada says in his letters again and again, take risk for Krishna. Take risk. And how do you take risk? Like you'll just go and top and jump or taking risk. How do you do that, no? How do you take risk? Like, we are not foolish to just keep on taking risk, no? So taking risk means, Prabhupada said, if you think big, risk will automatically come, no? If you preach, risk will come. If you preach vigorously, risk is going to come, no? Some people are going to say something. Problems will come. So you don't have to take risk. They will come if we will serve Krishna nicely. And then Krishna will show us how much we love him. He will develop us slowly. That's the point.
This very life will go back to Godhead. On the other hand, we see that there are so many scriptures right now, we are stuck in anathema. So, I mean, what attitude we should have? I mean, from what we see, it looks like it will take lifetime.
We should think, Krishna, it is impossible for me, but you can make possible impossible. With great faith in God, we should serve him. And have faith that he will lead us to perfection. That's what a devotee thinks. That's all. Both things. Possibility and impossibility. Both things are there. From our side, impossibility. From his side, absolute possibility. If we don't break the contract. Even in contract, no? America contract, no? If you don't break the contract, if you follow what Krishna says, as it is, you will achieve perfection in this life. No problem. But if you break the contract, if you don't follow something, then yeah, then it's up to you. Okay? Okay, so...
Whatever the state we are in, even maintaining that stage is difficult.
So that is why Krishna says, in all steps... Now see, this is... I explained to you generally 9 steps. Now there are many things in this. In all steps, you need association of devotees. Without association of devotees, no matter wherever you are, there's always chances of falling down. So association of devotees cannot be left. Even if you're in bhava, you need to be in association of devotees. Association of devotees will protect you. Just like you're on a highway and there are fences, no? So car will not, like, so similarly, association of devotee are fences. You are on steps, but steps have this railing, no? So no matter you are on 8th step, 9th step, 7th step, but you should have a railing, otherwise you can fall down. That railing is association. It will protect you from falling down. Without association, you are gone. So, association will help us advance, wherever we are. That's the point. That was the question?
No, that's true, but even maintaining that...
Association will maintain.
Association.
Yeah. Without association, we can't maintain. If we think without association, we can maintain our devotion, that's fall down. That's false ego. We can't do that. It is wrong to think without devotees of Lord, we can maintain devotion. It's wrong to think like that. We cannot. Illusion is very strong. We don't know the power of illusion, no? You can take juice, drink juice. We don't know power of illusion. Illusion is very strong. And to think without association of devotees, I'll maintain. And Krishna will show you, you're not smart. You're not smart. Illusion can make... power of what? Due to power of illusion, Brahma was running after his daughter, Bhagavatam. Shiva was running after Mohini. That's power of illusion. If they can, it can happen to us. What about us? we are even less than humans, you know, in this age. We're not trained in anything. So Sankirtanam, association is the power. We have to be with devotees. Nothing will happen.
Which one, when was it Brahma was running after his daughter?
In Bhagavatam it is said. Brahma.
Which daughter?
His daughter, Saraswati. He got attracted to his daughter and somehow. In Bhagavatam is here.
He only creates
her from his. Yeah, he creates and then he gets attracted and he was running. And then all rishis were saying, Brahma, what's happening? You know, like, you gone mad? Then Brahmaji immediately stopped. He came to his mind. He told, what's happening to me? And then he prayed to Krishna. Krishna came. Krishna told, okay, burn your body. It's become sinful. And I'll give you another body. So he sits in meditation. His body is burned. He gets another body. And he starts. So Bhagavatam Sukhdeva Goswami says, see power of illusion. Even Brahma can fall down. Then who are you? You're nothing.
Fallen down.
Huh?
Certified fallen down.
Yeah, we are already fallen. We never have.
Certified.
So please remain with devotees. There may be problem with devotees. No? There are problems. You come with devotees, okay, we are devotees, but they're fighting and this is happening. Because we're humans. Humans sometimes. Husband wife also fight, no? But you don't leave your wife. You're fighting, okay, divorce. Next. Now you're fighting divorce. Doesn't happen. If we don't leave a wife, children, why do we leave devotees? Devotees are more important than your wife and children. They are leading you to God. Your wife and children are not leading you to God. They have their own importance, but more important. So that's obvious. There'll be some kind of problem, some kind of fight, some kind of opinion differences. But no problem, it's family. It is family of devotees. In family, these things keep on happening. No, sometimes fight, sometimes no fight, sometimes love. So be with devotees. No problem. See, now you are here for 2 hours. Like this lecture, it's just two. It's 1 hour 45 minutes. I have spoken.
Today, there was somebody
now.
WhatsApp, little,
no, but my point is, did you all feel nothing? No, it's. You heard, you know, 1 hour 45 minutes. It's not easy to hear 1 hour 45 minutes. So association matters. Come. Sit. At least for 2 hours of your life, you have thought about Krishna. In home, God knows what you are thinking. Even if we are doing devotion, so many things are going na, in mind, in back of mind, to do this. So all acharyas, Ramanuja, Madhva, Nimbarka, Vallabh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, any Vaishnava sampradaya, most important thing is association. All sampradayas, this is the foundation for all sampradaya. That is no debate on that, no doubt.
Today is Madhvacharya's birthday.
Appearance, yeah, today is nice day. Yeah. Thank you for making me remember. I just read now. Yeah, today I'll go and read about him. It's nice to read about him. Pray, we can pray to him today for devotion.
Could you explain more about what do you mean by association? Like different levels of association or like?
Association simply means come and discuss about Krishna. In simple words, if you come and discuss about business, that's not association. Even with devotees. No.
Is it different between satsang and association?
No, same. But the point is like devotees are there and okay, lecture is over, then you eat prasad. Okay, Mataji, so what's happening then? What do you do in school? What is that? That is not association. You're talking. You talk. Association means exchange of ideas. Association. You're associating with ideas. Exchange of ideas. You're giving Krishna, you're taking Krishna. So that is association in simple words. Now, whom to associate? So, anybody who has faith in Krishna, Krishna is supreme. You have to serve him. Even if his faith is weak, no problem, you can associate. It is better than associating with a person who is trying to destroy your faith, no? At least, outside people, they will say, what you are doing? Krishna is not supreme. So in so any devotee you can associate. Weak, advanced, super advanced, super weak. But he has to be as a, if he's a devotee. If he simply has faith, Krishna is supreme and I have to serve him. He's convinced other are demigods and I have to chant his name. Okay, problem. Associate. That's all. Simple. But then what do you have to do with an association? You can discuss about Krishna. Rupa Goswami says you can give gifts, take gifts. Association means giving gift, taking gifts. Giving gift of knowledge, taking gift of knowledge. Giving also normal gifts. Any gift. Just like he gave juice. This is a gift, no? This is, we are now associating. So, you can give gifts to devotees sometimes, no? And then, what bhungte bhojate, call for prasad. You can go for prasad. You can take prasad with chidhar. Guya magati prachati. And discuss your... what do you want to discuss? Oh, I got a loss yesterday, bank account, you know. No matter of this. Discuss your realizations. If you have... At least everybody has one realization. What's that? Even if you don't have any realization, one realization everybody has. What's that? One realization everybody has. That I'm struggling. That everybody has, no? I'm struggling, you know. Devotion is difficult. This realization everybody has. So you can share that. It's difficult, but Krishna can do impossible passes. So that's association, simple. Simple. Nothing. Big thing. Okay.
Hare Krishna. To say, but when it comes to practical...
No.
No, I'm just...
I'm understanding what... Easy to say, but when it comes practical, it's difficult. But you can think ulta also. If you think it's easy to say, practical is difficult. I say, if you practice... it'll become easy. That's all. This saying, no? This saying? People say this saying, no? It's easy to say. Oh, the saying is, it is easy said than done. This saying is made by those people who want to escape doing. Because when you do, it becomes easy. Everything is difficult in beginning. No? Everything. It's easy, yes. Krishna guides, no? Just start doing, that's all, just start doing. If you want to learn swimming, what do? Jump in water. That's how we learn, no? You're not jumping, somebody pushes, okay? And then you learn. Simple. Just do, close your eyes, do. Whatever said, it becomes easy. That's all, finish. Okay. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you very much.